Country Pop FM.
And we do have an Almanac quiz here today. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage.
Very, very talented.
Bluegrass.
Lady. Yeah, bluegrass sound. He's the queen of bluegrass right now.
That's nice. That's very nice, and it's a benefit for our friends at the Stillwater Police Association. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage at the JX Event Center in Stillwater. This has got to be a really nice center if they're also... The Minnesota Broadcast Association is also having their induction to the Broadcasters Hall of Fame and the Pavic Museum. March 30th is the show for Rhonda Vincent. We'll be listening for your chance to win them here as part of an Almanac quiz here today for March 20th. It's Thursday, 79th day of the year. We lost Sir Isaac Newton on this date. Died at the age of 84. Apple fell out of a tree, hit him on the head. He goes, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna devise a theory for a reason of why that thing just hit me on the head. And the other question is, was it still edible at that point?
Right.
Was it unedible because it became bruised? Did it already have a worm in it? Or was Sir Isaac Newton's hair so greasy that the apple was deemed to be inedible? Things we want to know.
Inquiring minds. And then after he got hit in the head, did he develop the Fig Newton? Kind of like Doc Brown when he hit his head on it and you know, came up
with... Oh, the flux capacitor
right.
is what you're talking about.
So I thought maybe he got hit in the head and they go, I need a Fig Newton.
That's how it happens. 1854. Was that the commercial? Or did you just come up with that right now?
I just came up with that.
Wow. You're getting unusual urges to actually add to the show.
I'm on some new medication.
The Republican Party, 1854. The Republican Party was organized in Ripon, Wisconsin. What else is Ripon, Wisconsin famous for, Neil? What's that?
Mark Ripon?
No.
He was not born there?
No. Okay. Ripon Good Cookies. Don't you remember those? There was
now
a brand
that,
of
yes,
prepackaged cookies
that
you could get in your grocery store. Ripon Good Cookies came from Ripon, Wisconsin.
That's interesting. I've kind of forgotten about those.
In Ripon, Wisconsin, on this date in 1854, anti-slavery activists within the U.S. Whig Party, opposed to the Kansas-Nebraska Act, formed a new Republican Party. Notable politicians who switched over: Abraham Lincoln, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Charles Schumer, Benjamin Harrison.
One of those sounded out of place.
It did. But they were 50 slavery opponents began the new political group. So a third party began. You know, we could really use a third party.
We could.
I mean, the two
A legitimate third party.
Yeah. Something at least in the middle somewhere, I think, would be good. At least to balance out what we got going. But 1854. 1963.
Two girls for every boy.
Backseat or a rear window,
but
it still gets you where you want to go.
No.
We're talking about Surf City, Jan and Dean, Two Girls for Every Boy. They recorded that with the help of the Beach Boys. 1963. It's one of the great beach songs of all time. I love it. I think it is for Jan and Dean. 1969, this date, John Lennon married Yoko Ono, and much to the chagrin of the invited guests, John allowed Yoko to sing.
Oh. We all want a from different rivers. That's why it's so easy to eat. We all
so everybody was kind of, they were drunk enough at this point that this wasn't that bad.
Okay.
You know, they'd had enough to this point, and then we got to this.
Oh.
actually thought they were butchering the pig in the back for the dinner.
For the hog roast.
Right, the hog roast.
Oh, no.
So
that is ear-bleedingly bad.
It is. It really is. Yoko Ono and John Lennon married this day, 1969. The only, all that really matters in that whole thing is they loved each other.
Right.
Right?
Right.
1985.
Avon calling. Take time out for beauty when Avon comes calling. Use Avon Cosmetics and you'll be enthralled.
So this day, 1985, who is our official Bob Almanac Avon lady? I can't remember what her name is.
Yes.
She brought me Wild Country Cologne.
Right.
Or was it aftershave? I can't remember.
I think it was aftershave.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. I think I can do a quick search. Talk amongst yourselves.
That was, I remember that.
I'll give you a topic. Talk amongst yourself. I'll give you a topic.
Oh.
FDR's New Deal was neither new nor a deal. Discuss.
Okay. Well, in theory, he thought it was a good play, but
I'm just going to type in keyword Avon. Dennis from Avon. Karen from Avon. Marissa from Avon, Troy in Avon, but not Avon Lady.
Not Avon Lady.
But this date, speaking of Avon, Avon wears a war wound. Oh, that's Levon, sorry.
Yeah.
Avon this date, and it's first time in its 99-year history, the company's salespeople actually received a salary for their work.
Wow.
They had been true, strictly commissioned.
Yes.
Which is a tough way to do work. I did work that way. The few months that I sold Kirby vacuums in Des Moines, Iowa, when I was destitute and out of the broadcasting business for the most part, I engineered some hockey games.
But there was no sale or no salary involved in
it. No, you only got paid if you sold one of those buggers.
Okay.
And you could sell them for either $18.99 or $9.99. $9.99 was the low ball, and you only got $50 commission. Some guy with a vacuum is probably going to show up at our front door and beat me over with a dirt bag because I'm giving out their secrets.
Right.
But when you could sell one for full boat, as we called it,
yeah,
that was a nice day commission-wise.
I'll bet it was.
It was a nice day. Yeah. But the Avon whole deal, congratulations, 1985. I believe if they hadn't done that, the Avon ladies were going to revolt and march on Washington.
Right. Yeah. They should have. I mean, it's about time they got... I didn't realize Avon, at that point in 85, had already been around 100 years.
Basically. High-quality products, Neil. That's how you last that long.
Right on.
That's all that happened. You know, you need.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my uncle.
He knew a few dirty rats in his time.
Yes.
It's James Cagney. And he died at the age of 86 this date, in 86. He was a triple threat. He could sing, dance, act, do it all.
It's a good one. Yep.
That was 1986. 91.
I need to talk to parents about how many kids are injured and even killed by falls. Each year in this country, nearly 100,000 kids are hospitalized because of falls. Here's how parents can help keep their kids safe. There are two simple things you can do. Use guards on windows and safety gates on stairs. It's easy, and it could prevent a terrible tragedy. Believe me, I know.
Oh, boy.
That is Eric Clapton.
Ooh. That gives me a knot in my stomach.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son, Connor, fell from a 53rd-story window at his New York City apartment this date. And then, of course, this song that I'm playing right here that... Tears in Heaven. He wrote that in honor of his son, the loss of his son.
How do you play that in concert?
And that thing had to have won some awards. I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah.
So that was his date, 1991. More lighthearted, Neil. You need something more
lighthearted? Yeah, would you lighten this thing up, please?
Janice Pennington, one of Barker's beauties.
Oh, yes, a lovely lady.
Janice Pennington, this date in 1992, was awarded $1.3 million for an accident on the set. This wasn't the sexual harassment from Bob Barker. I think there were some...
That was coming.
Were there some... There were obviously there were rumors about that. I can't remember if there were any lawsuits or not.
Oh, yeah, there were.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So anyway, Janice Pennington, but this was $1.3 million for an accident on the set of The Price is Right a few years earlier. And, you know, the original report was a Plinko chip that deflected and, you know, went careening into her temple. But actually, this injury, Neil, was, you remember the putting game that he would
yes.
do?
Yes, yes.
Where they'd putt and you could win a car. You get
right.
closer, you get the prices right, and you get them in order, and you get the order of the prices or whatever it was on the... On the prices, you could get closer, and Bob would always show off his putting prowess.
Yeah, he's a pretty good golfer.
He was a good golfer. Well, he was in Happy Gilmore.
Right.
But what happened was he shanked one of his putts and hit Janice Pennington right there on that knobby bone of her ankle.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
ever taken a golf ball on that?
That is
painful.
No, that is no picnic.
No. She got $1.3 million for that.
Yeah, well, as well she should.
1996 in the news.
Verdict is in the trial of Lyle and Eric Menendez. The two have been found guilty of murdering their parents. Ann McDermott reports.
For Lyle Menendez, accused of killing his mother and father, the verdict was guilty. Guilty of murder in the first degree for the deaths of both Jose and Kitty Menendez. And his brother Eric received the same guilty verdicts.
So the Menendez brothers found guilty on this date. Now they're in the news.
Right.
Again, they're looking at getting resentenced. They're trying to resentence them with some new evidence. They have the new documentary that came out and then a dramatized show. I don't know if they were both on Netflix. One was certainly on Netflix. Yeah. And new things came of light. And there's a possibility they could be resentenced instead of life in prison. Could be 35-year sentences with the opportunity for parole. And they could be looking at release.
Wow. I don't know that I'm all for that, but I don't know all the details
right.
of what
they
went
did
on.
Kill their parents.
Yeah.
That is true. But of course, it's the talk about them being abused.
Right.
And was it self defense? That was the thing that was rather large when it came to that. And then 5 years ago,
breaking news overnight. This is sad news for country music lovers. Kenny Rogers has died. Now, according to his representative, the three-time Grammy Award winner had been under hospice care and died of natural causes in his Georgia home last night. The Gambler singer sold nearly 50 million records in the U.S. alone during a career that spanned almost six decades. Kenny Rogers was 81 years old.
Kenny Rogers, 81 this day he died. Remember, go back to the new Christy Minstrels.
Yes, in the 60s.
And Kim Carnes. And then of course, the new edition. No, the first edition.
Yep.
New edition was Bobby Brown. And
right, it's different.
They were singing about other things. The first edition, and just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
He was one of the very, very best. We love Kenny, and I'm glad there's a radio station that still plays his music. I think it's Bob FM.
But he didn't take off, really, until he made the full transition into country.
Yes.
With Lucille. And then, but then he went back to pop.
Yeah.
A little bit too. He crossed over,
forth, yeah.
you know, when he hooked up there with Lionel Richie. That's when he hit the stratosphere after Gambler and Coward of the County. He was just the best. I loved Kenny Rogers.
Got to introduce him.
I saw him at Grand Casino Hinkley, an evening with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. That's where I introduced him outdoors. And with Crystal Gayle, and that was
nice.
One of the highlights for me.
Happy birthday today, Harold Lipschitz, today.
Sit down, Mr. Fuzzo. We'll get started right away. Detective Wojciechowicz is going to send out an APB on the missing animal. Do you have a description?
Oh, yeah. Well, brown eyes, brown hair, two white stockings. Stands about 6'3", and weighs about 1,200 pounds.
Hey, y'all, Barnes?
What do you say we don't tell him it's a horse?
I think you better tell him. They may come up with somebody.
He was Barney Miller.
Yes, he was.
Better known as Hal Linden.
Love it.
94 here today. Barney Miller. How about Pat Riley, 80 today?
Wow. Still has the slick back hair. Does he have any hair?
I think doesn't he still work for the Miami Heat? He's still the team president?
Well, he could be.
Won four titles.
I think he is, actually.
Won four titles with the Lakers.
Yeah. Well, he had Magic Johnson, and that was helpful.
You know, he trademarked the phrase. He just didn't coin the phrase. He trademarked the phrase, three-peat.
No.
So if you ever use the term three-peat, you owe Pat Riley. couple of shekels.
Checks in the mail,
yeah,
pal.
Man, that sounds good to me.
Westfall rolled it in front. Sanderson tried a shot that was wide and Keenan cleared it, but not out. Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr! Bobby Orr! Scores in the Boston Bruins! Has won the Stanley Cup!
Orr! 1970 Stanley Cup, Bobby Orr's famous flying goal. He's flying through the slot,
yep.
Scores the goal. He's 77 today. Hall of Fame defenseman. Boston Bruins. Wow. He really brought an offensive...
Kind of a rare breed at that time. Yeah, you know, right. He brought
the offensive defenseman.
Yes. One of the greatest of all time. I don't think there's any question.
77 today. And for all Trekkies out there, Star Trek fans, one of the best recurring roles on any of the Star Trek properties was the character of Q in the Star Trek The Next Generation.
I understand what you've done here, Q. But I think the lesson could have been learned without the loss of 18 members of my crew.
If you can't take a little bloody nose, maybe you ought to go back home and crawl under your bed. It's not safe out here. It's wondrous, with treasures to satiate desires both subtle and gross. But it's not for the timid.
It isn't Picard, but Picard isn't timid.
Mm-mm.
Has he ever been timid? I don't think they've ever had a timid captain of the Enterprise.
No, I don't think you can be.
That's John DeLancey, and he is 77 today. Spike Lee.
Yo, Mars Blackman here with my main man, Michael Jordan. Yo, Mike, what makes you the best player in the universe? Is it the vicious dunks?
No, Mars.
Is it the haircut?
No, Mars.
Is it the shoes?
No, Mark.
It's not the shoes. I would imagine. I
thought it was the shoes.
That, no, it was, but it wasn't. Michael Jordan probably could have still scored 25 a game playing in slippers.
Right.
Or flip-flops.
Penny loafers.
Or barefoot.
Yeah.
That is Spike Lee. Did those commercials back in the day. Probably best known as a actor, producer, director.
Mm-hmm.
68.
She came to a strange land. In search of a new life.
We can't leave the piano.
But there are too few of us here to carry it now.
She came to a husband she had never met.
And with time, I'm sure she will come.
So she won the Oscar for The Piano, Neil.
Mm.
Without any spoken words. Her character was mute.
Wow. And she won,
and
an
she
Oscar.
Won the Oscar without having any lines.
That's impressive.
What do you think about that?
Very Marcel Marceau-like. I mean, that's impressive.
Did he ever win the Oscar?
No, I don't think so.
She didn't do any miming.
No.
Holly Hunter, Academy Award-winning actress, 67. We've got a wrestler.
This Tuesday night here on TBS, The Clash of Champions, there's a couple of guys who say they want to get rid of all the so-called heroes. I don't call myself a hero. They want to start at the top. I don't consider myself at the top. I consider myself the Stinger, just a plain old wrestler with a little bit of personality and also a U.S. title, which, by the way, Mr. Rude, if you haven't gotten the message clear yet, I'm not goofing off when I hop in the ring.
You better look out, Sting, though, because he's going to bring the Rude Awakening.
Right.
We're talking about Ravishing Rick Rude, and that's Sting.
Sting.
Sting. The Stingerainer. The Stingster. Sting-a-ling-a-ding-ding. Sting here today is 66. And we have a rapper of the day today, Neil.
We do?
We do have another rapper of the day.
Okay.
Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh, who was with the group The Big Timers.
Okay.
Manny Fresh.
Take your word for it.
Is 56. One of the older rappers.
Yes, that is up there for a rapper.
Assuming he's still with us, because it doesn't say that he is
right, in the gone category.
But Manny Fresh, happy birthday today.
All right. Gone but not forgot, we got quite a list. Being a baseball historian, I got to throw in a quick plug for Iron Joe McGinnity. He, along with Christy Mathewson, might have been the best 1-2 pitching punch ever. The guy, first 8 years in the league, won over 20 games each year. Two of those years, won over 30. And he pitched 1 year. He had 434 innings pitched. That's a three-year total for most guys in this day and age. Iron Joe, the Hall of Famer, 1871. Got a bunch of audio. We're going to start with old Uncle Joe, who was in every Western, every movie, every show ever in the 50s and 60s. William Edgar Buchanan.
What you trying to do, mister?
What's it look like I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get the operator.
You ain't gonna get her on that phone.
Why not?
Ain't connected.
What do you mean?
Ain't no telephone wires connected to.
What you doing here, then?
He gives a hotel class. That's the only telephone between Hooterville and Pixley.
Why didn't you tell me that outside?
Well, I did start, and you cut me off.
You never cut off Uncle Joe.
No, he's moving kind of slow, but played the character on Petticoat Junction and Green Acres, and again, he was in so many shows. The list is lengthy. 1903 for Edgar Buchanan. Band leader and the patriarch of the Nelson clan, Ozzie Nelson, 1906.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
It's radio TV theme time.
Here's Ozzie.
This is from the TV.
Nice.
Here's Harriet. Here's David.
And the rest.
And little Ricky. 1906 for Ozzie Nelson. Comedian, one half of the Bob and Ray team, one of my favorite. We had several of their comedy albums. Comedian Ray Goulding, 1922.
And we have a particularly appropriate guest with me now, with the Olympics only a few weeks away. He's Big Steve Warbler, and he's the world champion high jumper. And you're going to be hearing a lot from Big Steve. Welcome to the sports room.
Well, it's good to be here. I'd like to make one correction, old Biff.
Sure.
You said I was the world champion high jumper. Actually, I'm the world champion low jumper.
Well,
I think I could contest. I might be able to make the Olympics
right,
for that.
Right. Bob and Ray, they always came up with great names for their characters and just awesome. Bob and Ray, they're Ray Goulding, 1922. Carl Reiner, Hall of Fame actor, director, of course, with the Dick Van Dyke Show, and the list goes on. And on and on. The great Carl Reiner.
Yeah, I always said you were the top comedian, Alan.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Rob, read.
Okay.
Yeah, well, go ahead, read it.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir. I left mine out complete.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir.
I think Carl Reiner got paid. Yeah. He got paid for every Shut Up, Mel. That's how he got his money.
He got very, very rich. He also, same year as Ray Goulding, 1922. Television Hall of Famer, one of Jim's favorites, well, all of our favorites, the great Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, 1928.
If you didn't learn something from Mr. Rogers, you weren't trying. You weren't willing to learn.
Correct, I think.
I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right.
Even his songs were educational.
Yes.
I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up.
You can't say the same about Ice Ice Baby.
No, I
don't learn anything from that song.
That song right there is all about haste makes waste and take your time and do it right. We learned from Fred Rogers, 1928. Ted Bessel, he was the, he was on Gomer Pyle, but I think most of us remember him as the boyfriend to Marlo Thomas on That Girl. Yep,
he was Donald.
1935.
I feel sorry for that girl.
Did Joan?
No, Joan is this girl. Betty is that girl.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to worry about Betty. I'm too involved with this girl.
Joan?
No. Joan is that girl. You're this girl.
I thought Marlo Thomas was
that girl.
Going with there? That's very confusing.
Marlo was lovable for sure,
oh
and
gosh,
Ted Bessel did very, very
adorable
well.
Would be a term
yes,
I would use.
Yes, 1935. Well, we feature his music prominently. Singer, actor, great guitarist too. Jerry Reed, 1937.
Gang, my guitar's missing.
You were holding it when the lights went out.
Yeah, I know, but somebody ran into him in the dark, and I thought it was one of you.
It wasn't one of us.
That had to be the highlight of Jerry Reed's career. Forget
right.
about being in Smokey and the Bandit, anything else on there, all of his right. hits. Had to be on the new Scooby-Doo movies.
Correct. Yes, if you're in a Scooby-Doo movie, you're big time. Jerry Reed there today. 1950 Academy Award-winning actor William Hurt was born.
In the summer of 1981, two Libyan jets suddenly attacked two American F-14s
the
flying
a routine training was
mission over the Gulf of Sidra.
Today they
Gaddafi claimed then, as he
better.
Does now,
so
the Gulf is part of
when you work in TV, you got people in your ear, and that's what this is on broadcast news.
The U.S. After a brief dogfight, both Libyan jets were downed by the American fighters.
It's a good movie if you like the inside stories of broadcast news.
What was the name of that movie?
Broadcast news.
Okay.
Broadcast news. It's Holly Hunter, so
yeah.
We got double Holly Hunter because that was
nice.
Her in his ear.
Ear there. Yeah, he was also in The Big Chill. A lot of other movies. William Hurt, born on this day, 1950. And he was the front man for Linkin Park. I know that's a pretty popular band, Chester Bennington, 1976. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, the tickets, Rhonda Vincent in Stillwater, coming up on March 30th. The question today is, Jan and Dean recorded a song on this date. What song was it? Mm-hmm. Pretty easy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For the Rhonda Vincent ticket, Stillwater Police Association benefit, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Jan and Dean recorded this song, this date, 1963. Neil, speaking of songs,
yes,
would you like to start something up here with celebrity Brad Paisley, Black Hawk, every once in a while, or Lovin' Only Me, Ricky Skaggs?
Okay, Blackhawk today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.